Fisher on your home for the Aggies. Home for the Aggies. ESPN 97.5. Presented by Jack's Grill. Here's John Lance and Coach Jimbo Fisher. Get up.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Jimbo Fisher, Texas A&M head coach, brought to you by Jack's Grill. Two locations here in the city of Houston. Just great, great food. Get over to Jack's Grill. We love those people. And they're bringing you Jimbo Fisher, the head coach of your Fighting Aggies. Coach, how are you?
Doing all right. How are you doing?
Doing well. It was a little weird, that football game on Saturday. Coach, wasn't really what we expected, seeing as how Clemson lost all those defensive players. You would have thought they could have, you know, and Clemson is so good offensively, thought that might be a track meeting when it's just the opposite. Is that how you saw it too?
It is. I mean, they recruited well. Just like we'll recruit well in time. And when you have good programs, you may have lose guys, but your other guys that come in are just as good of players. And you have a lot of time to prepare. You got to understand those games in the beginning of the year are usually much different as the year goes on and things that happen because of preparation time on both sides. And there's a lot of changes, a lot of unknown, whether it's the first game, second game, sometimes even third and fourth games of the year. They're a lot different because of your preparation time, things you know, what goes on in that direction. But, you know, there's a lot of good football. Just like us, we had lost a lot of guys that, you know, we felt like this year we were could be really good on defense too. And so it goes both ways. I don't think we're not playing as well we needed to in that game on offense, but at the same time, I think we'll be a good offense. But you got time to prepare, and they've got really good players. And you know, but we had opportunities. It was more about us and I. Out and they, I guess they could probably say the same thing too. We had opportunities to execute on offense that we didn't consistently do enough of.
Yeah, and you know, and that's true. But one of the positives, and you're not. I don't. I mean, you're going to see it as a positive. Certainly not a moral victory, but. Man, defensively, I was just really, really impressed with how the secondary played, how you guys made Trevor Lawrence move his feet. There was a consistent rumble, you know, buzz around the pocket that made him a little bit uncomfortable. And it was just very clear from the outset that there wasn't any kind of intimidation or being awestruck by the Clemson offense and the national champs on the road. Not at all.
No, not at all. And our team wasn't at all.
Yeah.
We just didn't execute in some key moments. It wasn't. And I know it's a positive. And like I say, we were going into a game against the number one team who, you know, last year we played them well. I don't know if anybody thought we would actually play with them. This year people expected us to win, and I expected us to win. We did too. And we're disappointed we didn't, but we have a big tragedy if we don't learn from this, how to handle those experiences and, you know, and just learn to make the key plays at the key time. But our kids competed hard, played well, played physical, and did the things they had to do in certain situations. We just didn't do them well enough to win a football game against a high-quality opponent who, you know, they capitalized and made the certain plays when they had to.
Jimbo Fisher with us here on ESPN 97.5, your home for Texas A&M football. I know Kendrick probably wishes he had a couple of those catches, but Kellen started the game with throwing a lot of high balls. That's all nerves,
yep.
Isn't it?
I don't know if it's nerves or whatever it is, or wanting to do it too bad, or first ball of the game's a drop. And then we missed, and we have an overthrow, and then we have a, you know, missed a throw here and there, and then we have a drop. I mean, and then it was a missed block, and we had some runs that we really could have really came out, and sometimes it'd be a lineman, an interior lineman, and all of a sudden maybe a tight end. It was just, and you know this on offense, when everybody takes a turn, you know, it then all of a sudden there's four or five drives that get away from you. And that's kind of what happened in a different way of things. And he was high in the beginning, and then in the second half he was really good, for the most part, and we couldn't catch the ball or late in the first half. So, I mean, it was just – and then I think it came from guys wanting to win and try too hard and pressing just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Coach, Jayshon Corbin is out for the year with a hamstring injury. You announced that yesterday. He had 35 carries. I mean, Isaiah Spiller is next man up with 14, and then Kellen Mond after that with 10. So, can you talk about your running back position and the running game in general with Corbin out?
Yeah, I mean, Spiller will be in. Spiller will play. He was playing a lot, and we feel very high on him. We think he's going to be a heck of a player. Feel very comfortable there. I mean, he really has came a long way. You know, Cabote behind him. You got Cordarian Richardson, and you have Deneric Prince, who is a very, very talented guy. So you got four quality guys, some young guys, but you just got to get them some experience and go. Cabote's played before, and what we got, very talented guys. And more, you know, when they get their hands on the ball, they all can catch it. They all run well, and they can be really good players. So we've got to get them the experience in the game.
Jimbo Fisher here on ESPN 97.5. It was clear that you weren't going to let Travis Etienne beat you, and he did not have a Heisman-type game. He's a Heisman-type player. What'd you do, Coach, to slow him down?
Really, we didn't. We played the box. We actually played the box light. We played the box light in the game. We let our front control things. We were gap-controlled, and some guys were two-gapping it, and played very physical up front. We liked our matchup up front with our defensive linemen in those situations, and you know, we knew we always had to play the run, but then we had and the fits we had from the secondary, if we were like, mm-hmm. we could get another half a man to where we had to get to get back in the box and play it. But we liked our matchup up front with our physical people.
But that is something. If you got guys that can two, especially against a big offensive line like Clemson, you know they got great football players. But if they can two gap and they can slow things down, Coach, how does that makes guys the linebackers making plays? No.
Well, make the linebackers making plays and let your secondary not get exploited in one-on-ones all day. And you can roll coverages, cloud coverages, which we did a lot of in the game, and mix the looks up to be able to, you know, take certain guys away at certain times. And then we would, if they felt like the run, we would, you know, we wouldn't get light on the box all the time. We kept a good mix there going in, and we're able to do that. Mike and the group and the guys up front did a really good job, and the back end. They played a solid game. We didn't, you know, still gave up some things. We wish we hadn't have, but, you know, did a solid job.
Well, you had an unfortunate, Matabuike had an unfortunate 15-yard penalty there when it looked, I think that was a third down. It was going to be three and out, or maybe it was a long second. I can't recall. Right.
Well, and the touchdown earlier on the scramble.
Yeah.
When we come out of coverage one time was, you know, those situations. I mean, we, you know, they had a great catch. We did. That was an unfortunate play right there. You're right.
Well, yeah. I don't know what a horse collar is anymore, though, if that other one along the sideline was a horse collar, Coach.
No, it wasn't, and they had said it wasn't. I mean, that was a, and see, that was a scoring drive.
Yeah,
that would have made it third and five. Now, I'm not saying they wouldn't convert it, but they had to convert it. And you know this, and like I said about whether we hit a pass or drop a pass or that call is made, you get a first down. Momentum. Once you get the first down, and especially the second first down of a drive, your odds of scoring go through the roof because the momentum in the defense gets on its heels, and that's what that caused. That penalty on the sideline was a hurtful penalty for sure.
So I want to ask you about whether, okay, so you guys are known to practice. I mean, you're practicing for the elements. You believe in that. It makes you better. It makes you more durable. It makes you tougher. And we saw two games, your game and the Texas game, where there were, I heard boos. I was listening on the radio when I was driving up. I heard the boos and the announcers were getting really upset about people booing your players with going down. And then, of course, Texas was really upset with LSU players on defense going down. Can you talk about issues with the heat? Because there is, I don't know if you've been on the other side of that where you think somebody is trying to slow it down, but I mean, my gosh, you're at 100 degrees. I would think.
No, ours wasn't heat. Ours were ankles.
Oh, ankles. Okay, I got you.
We didn't have cramps.
There was no cramping for you.
No. We had Kellen one time had a cramp. He hobbled, but he stayed in the game. Those were all ankle injuries. They got cut. One of them, as I say, Max Wright's going to be out for a few weeks for us. He had a neck strain. He got, you know, like a stinger real bad.
Mm-hmm.
And Peavy, that's when he came out. He came out a couple times. He had an ankle he kept trying to play with. And another guy got cut one time. But no, we didn't have cramps.
Did Peavy pull up on that scramble by Trevor Lawrence?
He had an ankle.
That's where he got the ankle. Yeah,
well, he had it earlier. Tried to come back in and play when he realized he could run. He the weight on it, he couldn't run.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
He got flushed from the. Trevor Lawrence is a pretty good player. I don't think.
Yeah, and that's what we had that play covered. We just happened to come out of coverage. If we stay back and make the coverage, it's going to be a 3-yard gain, a field goal.
Yeah. So we were. Yeah, I'm watching the game, Coach, and Kellen throws the ball, and all of a sudden he's just standing there, and then he starts limping. So that was just a cramp.
He got a cramp, but he stayed in the game.
Yeah.
He never came out. He was the only one who had a cramp in the game.
Yeah, but he got to hydrate. Got to hydrate better. That's all.
No, he does. Sometimes, though, you mean about hydration, people forget. Anxiety contributes a lot to cramps, too.
Yeah.
You can have anxiety. Not him, I'm just saying. No, the players. We never had a cramp the first game. We never had – he had that for about 2 seconds, and then it went away. That was the only ones we had in the game.
One of the areas that I want to acknowledge that has really improved, I think, over the last couple of years since you've come in is the tackling and is the fits. You talk about the secondary fits. Your corners and safeties have done a really good job over the last 2 years of fitting up into the alleys and either slowing it or making tackles. Can you talk about the emphasis on tackling that you guys clearly have place an emphasis
that. So we do good on good every day. So we do good on good inside. We do good on good team. We do good on good seven. And we thud every day. Now, we don't take to the ground. We rap. We do rapping drills. But we have to thud our own players, our good players. Because sometimes when you only thud scout team players during the week, you don't get the speed of the game. And our guys, and I think, and also we mix more zone coverages. So in zone coverages, your leverages are a lot different. And I think it's a lot easier to tackle than it is when you're constantly playing man coverage. Mm-hmm. So I think with the mixture of that, and then I think the way we practice as far as good on good people allow us to play a fastball look, and you tackle good quality people each and every day.
All Ags are good people, Coach. All Ags. Okay, for Lamar now, how are you health-wise? Obviously, Jay Sean out. Otherwise, you said you had a couple more guys?
Yeah, I mean, just a couple of nicks. Hopefully, some guys will be ready. Mac had a little issue there. We'll have to see where he's at on the practice, but he played well, I mean, as far as in the game. But we'll see where he is this week. But other than that, we should be good to go and hopefully healthy enough to play well.
How'd your team come out of it mentally afterwards, Coach?
Disappointed. Realized that, as I said, they have a ton of respect. And New Clemson's a very good football team, but knew that if we executed in certain moments and had our opportunities, we would have been right there in the football game again and on the road against the number one team in the country. And hopefully, I think that, like I say, the big thing from this, we have to learn from this. We have to make sure we learn this situation, remember certain things about the game and how we prepared, what we did, and how we played in it, and move forward and grow from it. Because we're still a team who's learning to go into a game against the number one team on the country, and everyone expects that, you got a heck of a chance to win this game or should win this football game. There's tons of progress being made, but you have to learn to play in those moments and deal in those moments. And the big thing, we've got to continue to learn from it, because we're going to have a lot of other opportunities as this season goes on to play in some really, really good football games. And the next one's going to be this Saturday.
That's Jimbo Fisher right here on your home for the Ags, ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Jack's, a couple of locations here in the city of Houston. Coach, we appreciate it. Thanks for hanging with us, and good luck on Saturday night against Lamar.
Thank you, guys.